You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to a big Monday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Lots of news to get to. Stay with us. What it means, why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We will take a look at what's happening in the markets today. We'll get a word on money from David Fisher. Also, Margo Cleveland from The Federalist on a big abortion case that the Supreme Court just took up and what it could eventually do. And we start with breaking news of the Middle East, Dr. John Eibner. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So the Kurds stepped up when nobody else would to fight ISIS. If we abandon them, good luck getting anybody to help America in the future with radical Islam, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And you may be tired of fighting radical Islam, but they're not tired of fighting you.
All right, so we've got a lot to get to today. And friends, I need you to pay attention because there's a lot of angles on most of the stories that we're going to be discussing that are going to need some clarification and some understanding from different perspectives. Not only what is good for the foreign policy of the United States and perhaps what we are trying to pursue as a nation in terms of shrinking our global footprint militarily across the globe. But also, are there dangers in doing things too quickly? Last night, it is believed that the president, following a phone call with the leader of Turkey, pledged that the U.S. would step away from its current support of the Kurds in the Middle East. And what that means, according to many reports, bipartisan seemed to be the reaction, is that there is some concern that it's going to leave some people exposed and vulnerable. First, a voice we turn to discuss this is the founding director of Christian Solidarity International. He is now the person that directs their international negotiations with global governments and does a very good job of trying to bring the plight of the persecuted faith community to the consciousness of global leaders. John Eibner is his name, Dr. John Eibner. And John, I appreciate you making time for us today. I am curious as to if you can give us any context of what the situation with the Kurds in that region are and why the president's announcement or maybe suggestion that we would be leaving the region may impact the region in a certain way. Give us your perspective on that.
Well, the Kurds allied themselves with Washington in the early days of the war in Syria, the Arab Spring Uprising. The United States was trying to overthrow the government in Damascus. And the Kurds have allied themselves with the United States. They have in Iraq, and they've tried to be servants of American policy, and of course they hope to get something out of it. They did in Iraq, and they want to get something similar in Syria. As for why the president withdrew, I think it's probably simple. One can't really read his mind entirely, but he's for a long time said he wants to bring back American soldiers. He wants us to stop this endless war syndrome that we're in the Middle East that has been going on for decades and decades. And the action seems to be in line with that. But my guess is that it was really forced by the president of Turkey, who announced that the Turkish army was going to come in and create the so-called buffer zone. And the question that the president had to answer was, do we go to war against Turkey, our NATO ally, the very powerful force to stop them? Or do we take a step back? I think it's probably kind of as simple as that. I haven't heard anybody who protests against the president's decision saying that, yes, the United States should go to war against Turkey.
I guess some of the question, John, and this is where this region of the world gets very murky because there are so many different agendas at play between the dictator, the terrorist groups, the supporting states on either side, Russia or the U.S., and then those that have allied with the primary countries in the region. I think there's a lot of different agendas that are at work, and so it's hard to be able to narrow down and say this is clearly what is what is happening. The concerns I've heard from people that have seemed to come from bipartisan sources today in Washington today have expressed the potential that Turkey may try to wipe out the Kurdish people completely in that region. And I'm curious. And then one report I read said that Christians that would be housed in that buffer zone as well would also be likely impacted in a similar kind of traumatic way. I'm curious if you give those theories any credence, or if that's maybe a talking point that someone's using to try to get their point of view, across.
Yeah, I think it's a rather strong, over-the-top talking point. Kurds are discriminated against in Turkey. They're not being wiped out. There's a huge Kurdish population in Turkey, and they don't have equal rights, but they're not being wiped out. The best model to look at is what Turkey did in elsewhere in northern Syria, in the province of Afrin, just a year and a half ago. They did the same thing. They moved in, created a security zone, and there were hundreds of thousands, maybe 200,000-300,000 Kurds that were that left their homes, that were fearful. There was violence. And what the Turks did then was they started moving Sunni Arabs into the homes of the Kurds that left. This is what is likely to happen. In fact, this is what President Erdogan said would happen. That's his plan. He said so openly. They want to solve their own refugee problem by sending these Sunni Arabs back into Syria. And they will try to do this, and they will do it, in the area that they are going to send their army into any day now.
The buffer zone.
The so-called buffer zone. This is going to create mayhem, and people will flee. We haven't yet spoken about the Christians there. There's a Christian minority there, and it will be yet another blow. They've experienced so many blows. It's just a remnant left now. And I must say, I've been to the area. I've been to Hasaka and Kamishli, the exact area that we're talking about now, and the Christians have had an abundance of problems with the Kurds. It's, there's often, again, people with certain agendas in Washington want to portray this picture of, Kurdish and Christian unity and peace and goodwill, and that they all want to live happily ever after together in a democratic state. It isn't so. Kurdish nationalism is very strong, very vehement, and the Christians in the area are not Kurds. They actually speak Aramaic, the language of Jesus. Culturally, they're more attuned to the Arab world. And almost all of them are there because their ancestors 100 years ago fled the genocide in Turkey.
So what we're looking at then,
a terrible situation.
Yeah. So what we're looking at then is a couple of different impacts from Erdogan's intended actions. But if I understand, if I hear you clearly, you're not as pessimistic about this kind of wiping out of the Kurds and the Christians in the region that some voices in Washington are saying that there will be today.
Well, I don't, I expect everybody that's there is going to suffer. Kurds, there's going to be massive security measures against PKK. what the Turks regard as terrorists. That means that they'll be harassing people. They'll be looking for people who are associated with the Kurdish army. Christians will inevitably be caught up in the middle, be forced to take sides. And it's going to be a very, very unhappy situation, whether it's what you're describing as a genocidal situation. I don't know, but it could be the last nail in the coffin of the Christian community. There are enough Kurds so that it's not likely to be last nail in the coffin of the Kurdish community.
Gotcha.
But we have to go back to this question of protection. When the United States moves into the area, into the Middle East, and it's occupied, you know, many years, where is it providing protection? Christians were not protected in Iraq after the invasion of Iraq. Operation Iraqi Liberation, Iraqi freedom, didn't provide protection for Christians, or only a remnant left. And the same thing seems to be happening in Syria. The Christians were in this area. Nobody was bothering them very much before the Arab Spring uprising and the efforts to overthrow the governments of Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. And now the place is just awash. It's a jungle of different foreign entities, terrorist groups, all vying for power. None of them has an interest in protecting the Christians of the area.
Wow. Tough stuff. Dr. Eibner, thank you for your time and your analysis. Always appreciate your insight.
Thanks so much. Great to be back with you, Kevin.
All right. And get more information on what CSI is doing at csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a brand new Supreme Court case looking at an abortion ruling from a couple of years ago that may change that entire issue on its face. Stay with us. Margo Cleveland coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, maybe a corporate event or a holiday party, birthday, anniversary, bar mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed and the memories will last a lifetime. Our friend Francesca can find you the yacht that's best for your event. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Well, if a private yacht is not in your budget, Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you details of all the services provided. So talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or go to franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big event. You know, barbecue, dinner on a weeknight, pool party on the weekend. Listen up. I've got the perfect products for you. Try the new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino, both from Sibao Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, even salads. You can find these and any other of their great products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, Sam's Club, the list goes on and on. Pick up Sabao Meat Products today, and don't forget to head to AM570 The Mission for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Because remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. It's about meat products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, says Ecclesiastes 3:1. When entering the blessed season of marriage, you want to share a token of lifelong commitment with your beloved that matches your own personal style and taste. And what better way to ensure the quality of your engagement ring and wedding bands and that it symbolizes truly your love than by putting your faith in our friend anew at Lord's Diamonds. You see, she has an impeccable reputation and consistently produces beautiful custom rings. She takes the time to walk you through the exclusive custom design process and uses the highest quality diamonds regardless of budget. She will work one-on-one at your pace to make certain her one-of-a-kind creation is to your utmost satisfaction. I know because she did that for my lovely bride. Commemorate your season of love with a timeless ring from a Christ-centered business. Call anew today at 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM570 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM570 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. I told you last week that the Supreme Court, has decided to take a second look at a very important law that sets a very good standard for what should be a basic kind of no-brainer in terms of abortion law and practice in America. But I am thrilled today to be able to report that at thefederalist.com, even though they are a competitor to the website I Write For, they are one of my favorite sites and one of my favorite contributors there. Margo Cleveland has written on this today. She covers all kinds of legal matter in her column on a regular basis. And Margo, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What did the Supreme Court decide on Friday?
So the Supreme Court had granted cert or certiorari, which means that they agreed to hear an appeal from a lower court, and they agreed to hear an appeal that involved Louisiana's abortion law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a hospital within a 30-mile radius, so that if something goes wrong, they can have the patient admitted to a hospital and be able to care for them at the hospital. And a lot of people made notice of that decision and that the Supreme Court was going to hear the case. But what they didn't realize is that the Supreme Court also granted the state's cross petition, which said, hey, if you're going to hear this case, we also want you to decide whether or not the abortion providers that are suing have the right to sue, which is what we call standing in the legal world. And the petition, the cross petition that Louisiana filed was amazing. It broke down in great detail why it makes no sense to have the abortionist and the abortion clinic to be able to represent a woman's so-called right to an abortion, because it's, you know, the fox guarding the hen house. They don't want restrictions that are going to make it harder for them to be able to, bill this service. And these laws are designed to protect the woman. So why are you having the abortion doctors the ones who are challenging these laws? And this is where, if folks dug into the cross petition, it's shocking what is going on with these different providers and who is actually performing abortions in these cases.
Give me an example.
So the one of the plaintiffs in this case, they referred to him as, I can't remember if it was Plaintiff One or Doctor One, I'm sorry, Doe One. So Doe One, who is part of the lawsuit, is a graduate from a medical school in the Dutch Caribbean, not an OB, not a GYN. He is a specialist in family medicine and addiction medicine, but he's never actually practiced family medicine. He's never received any training in medical school about abortions. Instead, Doe 3, another abortion doctor, taught him on the job how to do this. And he's not an anomaly, as I note in my article. The petition the state puts in there says Doe 3 also trained a radiologist and an ophthalmologist to perform abortions. They didn't do any background checks on these folks. They haven't had prior training. They're basically getting this on-the-job training. And these clinics have had violations for things such as having nurses who are not trained give out medications, things along those lines. So this is, again, the fox guarding the hen house. These are the people who are saying, oh, this law is going to interfere with a woman's right to choose. She's not going to be able to get an abortion. Well, she might not get one from incompetent doctors, which is the whole point of the law.
Well, and this became a bigger issue after we saw the tragedy of the Gosnell Clinic in Philadelphia and a couple of other horrific places. There was a clinic in, I think, South Texas that had similar kind of grotesque circumstances around it. But Margo, the public has, to at least to the limited degree that we're aware of the Gosnell case, we've had a taste of what it's like when someone who's not really qualified has people that are not qualified doing these procedures. And the truth is, women did die on those watches.
Right. So you have the Gosnell case where you had that. In this case, what really struck me when I was reading the cross petition was how similar it was to the Klopfer situation, who, as most of your listeners will remember, is the abortion doctor from Indiana who had recently died, and they discovered over 2,000
sets of fetal remains. Yeah.
Fetal remains. And what I'm not sure how many people realize, though, is he wasn't practicing, he wasn't performing abortions when he died, because the state of Indiana had pulled his license. And before they pulled his license, one of his clinics in Fort Wayne had actually closed, because Fort Wayne, the county that Fort Wayne is in, Allen County, had actually passed a law that said that a doctor who's a traveling doctor, that's basically what a lot of abortion doctors do. They ride a circuit where they go to one town and they just do mass abortions throughout the day, and then they go elsewhere. Well, in Fort Wayne, where Klopfer was practicing, he was sloppy, and he had left baby remains inside. Women got infections. They were admitted to the ER. One woman had to have a hysterectomy because of the problems and his incompetence. And they said, you can't practice here unless you have another doctor who will take care of patients if there's a problem.
Wow.
So he had a Fort Wayne doctor who agreed to do this. Dr. Cly, he served as his backup until he discovered that Klopfer was giving abortions to minors and not reporting the rates. And he said, no more. And that's what closed down his Fort Wayne clinic. And that's why Klopfer was not doing the abortions at the time that he died, because Indiana was enforcing these types of laws.
Yeah. Well, I've never understood the argument that, you know, people that want to have women be safe in the process of something, which I would think at minimum would be that they're dealing with a doctor that can put you in the hospital if something goes wrong, was ever a bad idea. But we know how powerful the abortion lobby has been, and they continue to try to wield that power. It looks like we're gaining some ground ground on them. And maybe with Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, we'll have a significant breakthrough on this. Who knows? But Margo Cleveland, thanks for the great reporting today at The Federalist.
Great. Thanks so much.
Read her piece, What to Know About the Abortion Case the Supreme Court Just Took. It's worth the read. Forward it to your friends. Inform all of them, too. We can have more clear thinkers on planet Earth. That's a good thing. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention WMCA Radio and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US MULO 52 weeks 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats, and worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Amberin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Amberin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Amberin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The WMCA October Ministry of the Month is leading the way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Any God substitute in the life of an individual is an idol that has to go.
Listen weekday evenings at 5:30.
All forms of idolatry, inexcusable by God.
Tune in weekday mornings at 7 to get the brand new book from Dr. Youssef, Counting Stars in an Empty Sky. Or get your own copy now for any gift at ltw.org. Leading the way, the October Ministry of the Month on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
He tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yes, well, we are very pleased to be able to offer you such good resources every single week. And I hope that you'll tell your friends and keep coming back, because that's what we're working for at Kevin McCullough Radio every single day. And it is a wonderful thing to be able to set the newspaper down for a second and to concentrate on just one little simple thought about how we live and how that relates to being a steward of the things that God has given us. And that's the vision for why we do The Word on Money with David Fisher. David, welcome back. It's always good to have you. Always are ready to talk to us about the markets, but we like to take this little time out first and talk about something of biblical truth. And today you've picked a passage from Exodus 4. Talk to us.
Well, I'm always amazed how the Lord sees our weaknesses as our strength, and that's what this scripture kind of refers to. And it says this, "Please, Lord," Moses replied, and this is Moses talking, "I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and tongue." And the Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth, or who makes the mute or the deaf, the sighted or the blind? Is it not I, the Lord?" So here we are. Let's go back. God is calling Moses to be his leader of his of God's children who are in bondage and slavery in Egypt, and he wants to Moses. He's picking Moses to be that person to lead them into the promised land. Many theologians and the scriptures allude to this, that Moses had a speaking problem. Some say he had a slow tongue, he had a speech defect, he stuttered, he stammered, and Moses knew his weakness. Yet, that very weakness is the very thing that God asked him to be his mouthpiece. Why did the Lord choose somebody in their weakness to be the leader of God's chosen people? The whole people in bondage, God is choosing a person with his greatest weakness to speak on behalf of them when he has a speech problem. That's the wisdom of God. God is calling all of us to be his servant, and it's not based upon who we think we are. It's based upon how God sees us. And, you know, God uses humbled people to do great things, and usually he uses our weaknesses as showing how great and incredible God is, because the scripture at the end, it says, "Is it not I, the Lord?" So, but you know, when God calls us to do great things, we usually look at ourselves, not who the Lord is, and that's very normal. And so this is just another reminder, Kevin, to fix our eyes upon the author and the finisher, the person who, the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, who is the one who forms us into his image as we yield to him, he can do great things with us in our weaknesses, where our weaknesses becomes our strength. Because obviously, the Lord did use Moses, but Moses could have said no. But as he yielded, he did great things with the inside Moses and led the people out of bondage.
Good reminder. And I like that reminder that God excels most in using humble vessels. The easily the biggest trouble I've ever gotten into in life is the minute that I start thinking that I'm special in some way. Yeah. And the second that I do that, I almost always go over the line in terms of making mistakes and doing things I shouldn't do. But when we are humbled, when we are reminded that our strengths and abilities, be they good, strong, bad, indifferent, ugly, whatever, they are his tools to use. And when he uses them, they work his perfect will. All right, good stuff. The Word on Money. You want to get any of David's Word on Money thoughts, they're all available at the podcast page, KMC Radio. Stay with us. The Money Monday next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM570 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM570 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, The Mission. Hi, Kevin McCullough. On Thanksgiving Day this year, I hope that you have a blessed day. I hope that you're Thanksgiving Day dinner table is full of people that you love and know, and that your family rejoices in the great Thanksgivings that they have for all the blessings that they've been given. But friends, on that same day, there will be 63,000 fellow New Yorkers who have nowhere to turn and almost nothing to give thanks for, or so they believe. See, 63,000 people will be homeless in New York City on Thanksgiving Day, and if it weren't for a red door and a light on the other side at the Bowery Mission, they still might not have anything to be thankful for. But friends, because of you and I, and in the years past, our ability to stock the pantry at Bowery Mission, they have found a Thanksgiving Day dinner. And some of them have found Jesus. 800-882-9935. That's 1-800-882-9935.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-601-5050. That's 800-601-5050. 800-601-5050.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is, well, officially fall, right? I mean, all the leaves are falling and the chill has finally gotten in the air. And even, you know, the kids are complaining about having to wear jackets to school and such nowadays. And that means that the new television season has started in this last couple of weeks. The new Saturday Night Lives have been on. And the opening sketch of this one this week, no, not the opening sketch, the Weekend Update sketch, had a trade representative from China join the Weekend Update anchors as they were talking about their fake news story about China. And the whole sketch, the whole part of that sketch was about China and trade talks, China and trade talks. And I'm thinking, you know, between impeachment and the Kurds and everything else, I forgot there's still China and trade talks going on. David Fisher's back with us for the Money Monday. And David, shame on me for forgetting about it. But we are in the midst of what's going on over there. What is the latest with China and our trade talks?
Well, obviously, it's been on the back burner because China's been on a national holiday celebrating their independence that started in 1949. But it's so they stalled for a while, and now it doesn't look like they're moving forward, although there's going to be a meeting this week, a very important one. Markets are a little bit disappointed. President Trump says that if a deal is going to be done, he wants to be 100% for the United States, and otherwise they're not going to make one. But the China is balking at a broader trade deal, Kevin. The Chinese officials have indicated that they're increasingly reluctant to pursue a big, great deal. In fact, Bloomberg interviewed the Vice President, Premier Liu He, who's the leading Chinese delegation at the high-level talks that will start or will continue this Thursday. And he said that he would bring an offer to Washington. It will not include those commitments on reforming Chinese industrial policy. In other words, the transfer of technology is not going to include that. They're going to keep on doing that. And that is one of the biggest outstanding long complaints to the United States. So I don't think we're going to get a deal, like I've been saying, in the near future.
Yeah, well, and we shouldn't get one. China should not be able to hijack our technology for free, which is basically what they do. They put a gun to the head of the company and they say, if you want to sell to our market, you have to show us how it's made. And it's just not right. There's nothing right about that. So, all right. Well, so that will cease to, I mean, that will still hang out there. We'll see where that goes. Now, in recent days, the Fed has been injecting money into the system. I've asked you, is it quantitative easing? Is it not? There's different people calling it different things. It's the same idea, though, is it not, David Fisher?
Yeah, it's the same idea. The Fed has injected so far $278 billion through the repurchase of securities, treasuries. But the Bank of New York Federal Reserve announced on Friday, Kevin, that it's going to continue this process of injecting. They call it the repo market. It's not called quantitative easing, but it is indirectly the same thing. They're actually continuing this program that they said they were going to stop it on October 10th. Now they're saying we're going to continue it through November 4th. So it's going to go over a longer period of time, as well as they said they're going to do another repo program, a 14-day repo operations that will happen twice a week. The other one happens every day, but the one that's happening twice a week is $35 billion. The one that happens every day is up to $75 billion. So the Fed is putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to injecting money in the system. And many are saying that the repo market turmoil is just a justification of a quantitative easing program. So, and it manifests that we're going to have bigger problems. Obviously, it's a debt problem and a liquidity issue, but the Fed is injecting much more than the norm into the system.
So does that push us any closer to recession?
Well, Morgan Stanley just came out and said we're so much more closer. They're only looking at three things. They've been saying for the last couple of weeks we're headed towards a recession, but the three things are simply the ISM manufacturing, which went negative last week. That's why we had bad market days there. The second thing went negative is the U.S. Consumer Confidence Index. It's at the highest level since 2000, but it's showing a sign of weakness, so there's possible some negativeness coming. But
when you look at that, every single market top happened when the consumer confidence was as high as, and then, you know, it was high in 2000, we had 2001, it was high in 2008, we had a recession in 2008. But the third variable is initial jobless claims. And although this number reflects the health of the labor market, it tends to move ahead of the official unemployment rate. But here's a big startling thing. News is now coming out, massive layoffs happening. Big companies across America, HP just announced they're going to cut up to 16% its workforce, 7,000 to 9,000 employees. WeWork is cutting 5,000 employees, a significant layoff. Kroger's laying off. Sports Illustrated announced in a private meeting among staff members that half the newsroom is going to be laid off. Uber's laying off 435 employees. John Deere, the list goes on. This is not a doom and gloom. It's just a sign that you need to buckle your seatbelts, get prepared, because the party looks like it's over.
All right. Given all that, what does the gold market look like this week?
Well, gold is being talked about because central banks have purchased the most amount of gold in the history this year. They surpassed last year already, and last year was the largest year purchasing since the last 50 years are recorded. So that is a big thing. We had the biggest amount of gold money flowing into the market the last 2 weeks, $2.8 billion. And Goldman Sachs came out and said gold is now going to reach $1,600 in next quarter. So get ready for it. Central demand gold is the strongest. And by the way, the FDIC came out with a report. They only have 1.4% on money to bail out banks. So only 1.5%, less than that, of banks that go under, people will be able to have their money back. So beware of this. Get some gold because of the bail-in and because we're headed into a recession.
All right. You want more information on gold in particular. The new newsletter from Landmark Capital is Gold. Is it now a golden opportunity? And you can get a copy of that by just calling 844-604-2575. You can also get the 2019 white paper, The Coming Bail-In, the seventh edition of The Coming Bail-In white paper, new and updated information and an explanation of what happens if that recession does hit and they decide to pull the bail-in trigger. Your bank accounts could be taken from. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Hello, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. If you are looking for some great gift-giving ideas, visit Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes has been selling fine jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings for 98 years. There you'll find beautiful jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Top designers such as Charles Kripel and A-Link. Watches by Ebel and Oris. Parian & Sons are not just a jewelry store. Parian & Sons are real jewelers. They repair. They restore. They'll make your old, tired jewelry look brand spanking new. And they do all the work on the premises. And if you're getting engaged, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or at ParianDiamonds.com. That's ParianDiamonds.com.
Hi, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me August 30th to September 6th, 2020, for a week of Christian fellowship and a newfound appreciation for God's creation. Call 855-565-5519 to join us, or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
For more information on the Deeper Faith Cruise with Alistair Begg, or to book your trip today, visit WMCA.com and search keyword Alaska.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
Yeah, you know why? He didn't have to. No president has ever had to look into foreign interference in a former election. Because there wasn't this kind of subversive plot underway to undermine the other political party, Joe Biden. And yeah, you're going to get asked that 100 times a day on the campaign trail, bucko. So either get ready to face it and have a better attitude, or just be ready to stay in third place in your little Democratic primary, because your fundraising is terrible. You've dropped in the polls and everybody thinks you're cooked. Your goose is cooked. And it, if you stay out of prison, that might be being generous. Joe Biden over the weekend ticked that the press corps won't ask him about Donald J. Trump. Anyway, more on that in just a second. Tonight, if you happen to be in the Fort Lee area, I'd like to invite you to stop in at the Cuba Eatery. It's a grand opening get together for Cuba Restaurant. They are the cover restaurant of Dining Out magazine. Dining Out is the partner to our Dining Out Dialogue broadcasts. And Cuba at 2139 Hudson Terrace, 7 to 9 tonight. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and raffles. It's all going to have lots of fun. That's 2139 tonight, Hudson Terrace, Fort Lee, New Jersey. I might make an appearance sometime around 7:30. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to do my best. But come on out and celebrate with Cuba and the Dining Out folks as we celebrate the grand opening and the cover story that they are for Dining Out magazine this week. Now, finally, New York just won a lawsuit to retrieve Trump's tax returns, said Charlie Kirk on Twitter earlier today. But here's an interesting fact. Despite spending the last 3 years demanding that the president turn his tax returns over, Nancy Pelosi has never released hers. Now, I don't know about you. I think it might be kind of interesting to see how a politician became a millionaire than to understand how a billionaire became president. One makes a lot more sense to me than the other. But then again, I just am thinking in terms of common sense. I don't have all that fancy political junk running around in my head that justifies all the crazy stuff that these people have to tell themselves every day just to get out of bed. Anyway, interesting parallel. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you tomorrow.